This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Kimmy Dean Sausage is offering sausage scented gift wrap this Christmas. Yeah, they say it smells just like Jimmy Dean cooked sausage. Although you shouldn't eat it because it still tastes like paper. To get a roll of sausage paper, you have to go on the Jimmy Dean website and cook one of their sausage recipes. Then send a picture of your Jimmy Dean creation to the website. They'll give out plenty of sausage-scented paper, with one lucky person also winning a diamond-studded replica of Jimmy Dean's belt buckle. Sounds like a great way to drive the dog nuts this Christmas. What's that smell under the Christmas tree? New census report says by year 2030, there will be more Americans over the age of 65 than children. And that'll be the first time that has ever happened. Hey, how about a string of festive holiday lights for your beard? There are already social media sites out there showing photos of lit-up beards. Last year, men were hanging ornaments from their beards called beard baubles. This year, they're lighting up their faces. Oh boy. Hey, and here's a Daily Buzz story update. Talked about that new explorer headed toward Mars. Well, it's landed, successfully touching down on the red planet yesterday after a six-month flight. Lander's job will be to dig down below the surface to see what the planet is really made of, and to be a sensor hoping to pick up Martian earthquakes. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. There's a small town in England named Wool. The animal rights group PETA is asking the town to change their name to Vegan Wool to promote veganism and kindness to sheep. But the town was quick to point out their name Wool has nothing to do with sheep. It's actually from the Anglo-Saxon word well, meaning water spring. We're being warned of higher Christmas tree prices and lower supplies this year, and tree growers are blaming the 2008 recession. It takes about 10 years to grow a Christmas tree, and growers' associations say farmers didn't plant many trees in 2008 to save money. So this year, there are fewer trees out there, and they'll cost you more. Here are a few random facts. Maine is the only state that shares a border with just one other state, New Hampshire. Fried chicken was introduced to America by immigrants from Scotland who settled in the South. And the smell from Crayola crayons comes from beef fat. Definitely random facts. New study finds the average person spends about 15 minutes a day on the John. Yeah, that can add up to almost 2 hours a week. And over a lifetime, we spend about 8 months sitting on the toilet. A couple of other interesting facts. A fifth of us feel weird if we don't have our phone with us on the toilet. 5% have talked on the phone while using the bathroom. Women are more likely than men to strike up a conversation in the public bathroom, probably at the sink and mirror, though. And 1 in 3 say sitting on the toilet is one of the only times of the day they get to be by themselves. This weekend brings the annual hometown Christmas celebration in Watervliet. Chair Dia Muth told us the events will include a snow prince and princess crowning, lighted parade, live reindeer, pictures with Santa, dogs dressed as a reindeer contest, popcorn buckets for sale, music. And you can learn more about it at watervliet.org. Hometown Christmas celebration in Watervliet this weekend. Huckleheck News out of Connecticut. Where a guy got a distracted driving ticket back in April for using his phone. But he says he wasn't. He was actually eating a McDonald's hash brown. He's in court to fight the ticket. Says he has evidence backing it up. His call log shows he wasn't on the phone. His car has Bluetooth, so he wouldn't hold up his phone to make calls. In spite of that, a judge found him guilty, so his quest for justice continues. He's requested a retrial, and he'll have it next month. This time he's hired a lawyer for $1,000, which is about the same amount his car insurance went up because of his ticket. The Daily Buzz. If you find something I should buzz about, get it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave me a message on Facebook or tweet at COSYFM. You can drop things off here in person at the station on M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's. Daily Buzz podcasts are always posted at WCSY.com, our website. If you become a subscriber, we'll email them to you every day. We also post them on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, all the major podcast outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leyendecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.